In this month of January, when we always honour Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I have invited to be my guest on Book Notes poet, writer, and literary activist E. Ethelbert Miller. It's such a pleasure to have you on Book Notes. Thank you so much for making the time.
Thanks for the invitation.
I never hear, particularly the I Have a Dream speech of Dr. King, without getting goose flesh and a lump in my throat. And it's not only his delivery of it and the message of it, but it's so poetic the way that he would deliver his speeches. From your own personal perspective as a literary activist, how much do you feel that you have reflected back to this work of Martin Luther King Jr.?
Well, I look at a poem that was written by another civil rights icon, Julian Bond. Back in 1960, Julian Bond wrote a couplet. It's entitled, "Look at That Girl." And it goes as follows. "Look at that girl. Look at that girl shake that thing. We can't all be Martin Luther King." Now, that's a very short poem. But what it captures is probably the difference between the young people and Martin Luther King. And here in two lines, Julian Bond honors King, but it's also a little funny and uses humor to criticize him. You know, it's almost like saying, well, King is this righteous person, but we all can't be King. But that's why we also look up to him.
So in your work as a literary activist, then obviously also that pulls into that you're being a poet. How much of a role can that play in moving the conversation forward?
Well, you know, I think that when we look at African-American literature, especially poetry, the death of Martin Luther King is something that really increases the militancy that we see in Black American literature in the 1960s. But after King's assassination in 68, you see many writers very, very angry. And you know that after King's assassination, there were many urban riots. And I have two poems that I can just read an excerpt from, but one is by Nikki Giovanni, and I'll just read two lines. One is the first line in the opening stanza, and then the first line in the second stanza. This is what Nikki Giovanni writes on reflecting on April 4th, 1968. "What can I, a poor Black woman, do to destroy America?" That's how her poem begins. And then in the second stanza, she writes, "The assassination of Martin Luther King is an act of war." Now, what I find interesting is that when Nikki Giovanni would put together her selected poems many years later, that poem was not included. But I think Nikki captured what many people felt back in 1968. And this is many times how poets, they represent the pulse of their community. And we see this in the case of Nikki Giovanni doing that. And then later on, she'll write another poem called "The Funeral of Martin Luther King Jr.," which is a short poem. His headstone said, "Free at last, free at last. But death is a slave's freedom. We seek the freedom of free men and the construction of a world where Martin Luther King could have lived and preached nonviolence." So there you see, in terms of a poem by Nikki Giovanni responding to the assassination, and then a poem where she's much more reflective and talking about the funeral of Martin Luther King and what his death has meant.
Honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. this month, it's been such a pleasure and a privilege to speak to poet, writer, and literary activist E. Ethelbert Miller. Thank you so much for your time and your readings.
Thank you, too.